Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Dean Kurtz and Angie Staley about Ridiculous Day on Saturday. This is part one of a two-part interview.
An annual start to the summer, so to speak, in Washington is coming up, and you guys have been working on getting everything ready. I see some ducks are here, some rubber ducks. Can you tell us about those?
Yes, this is June 4. It's the 68th running of the Ridiculous Day in Washington. And we're going to start at 9 a.m. with the stores opening then with super duper sales. And a little queen contest will be on the bandstand. And then the superhero contest will be on the bandstand. And at 10 o'clock, we have the bike auction by the Optimus Club. And then, Angie, what happens at 12 o'clock?
Quack, quack. The ducks are in the fountain.
Oh, Angie, thank you. I forgot what it was.
How could you forget the ducks?
I don't know.
Best part of Ridiculous Days.
Yes, it is. I think it's the highlight of Ridiculous Days.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
And who gets in the fountain with the ducks?
Oh, the firemen have a dive team. And so they put their diving tanks and scuba gear and their heavy gear on, the wetsuits, and they do backstrokes in the fountain in the Central Park Square.
Who can resist firefighters in wetsuits?
Yes. And they have to throw the ducks out to people to catch. And people catch the ducks, and then they take them to the business person whose name is on the duck and redeem them for a $2 bill. A $2 bill. It's not a $3 bill. It's a $2 bill.
Just a $2 bill.
Yeah.
Not two of them, just one of them.
One of them. And then after that, we have games on the bandstand, family games, and then minute-to-win-it games. And at 2 o'clock, what happens, Angie?
I don't know. You tell me, Dean.
The parade.
The parade. The second best part about Ridiculous Day.
Yes, it is. And so, oh, I forgot. Last year we had 1,000 ducks in the fountain, which made, what's 2 times 1,000?
$2,000?
$2,000 was given away out of the fountain.
And who can be in the parade?
Anybody.
The more the merrier. Dress up. Get silly. Get ridiculous.
That's right.
And with Ridiculous Day, can you tell us a little bit about how it started? What happened in those first few Ridiculous Days?
Well, I think especially the men's clothing store and some pharmacists, drug stores, they decided to have a celebration to get rid of clearance items. And so they decided the best thing would be if they dress up silly. So all the men working in the clothing stores wore dresses.
Oh, that's where you got
that
trick.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't think of that on my own. And so that's when, so they dressed up and had a parade, and a silly dress up silly and everybody have fun. We are having more participation in dressing up and parades more this year, more interest. So you're going to see a whole lot more clerks and people around town dressed up this year.
It'll be like it was 68 years ago.
Just about. Except we have electricity.
Yeah, and a whole lot cooler people.
And a lot of ducks.
And a lot of ducks. Quack, quack.
They didn't have ducks 68 years ago.
That was your invention, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Wayne Whittem, Brown's Shoe, and I.
Oh.
After they redid the fountain, we thought we ought to celebrate the fountain being up and running again in some really nice way.
Oh, that's genius. I like that.
That's been today's Washington Page with Dean Kurtz and Angie Staley speaking about Ridiculous Day. This is part one of a two-part interview.